Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to play this clip live on air. We now have the video shot by one of the compadres of Jennifer Jones. And you can watch it again on the website that's on the video, where the mayor, who the police have ordered, armed police to go to this emergency meeting on Sunday, the mayor of Quartzsite, he gets there, he walks up and says, this is an illegal meeting, and the cop in tactical gear slams the door. Why not just put gold crowns on the police chief and these other cops? Why not just literally bow down, like make them like North Korea? And then the great-grandson, you know, decades from now, 100 years from now, of this police chief can be, you know, the third or fourth king of Quartzsite. And that's how North Korea works. That's what the Queen of England is. Pretty soon there'll be, like, tabloids worshiping the police chief and, you know, his wife's gowns or something. I mean, that's what royalty is just people that take over and put a crown on and you worship them. So here's the mayor. First ordered there. He gets there and doesn't like what's going on, so they slam the door in his face. This is martial law going on that they've declared in Quartzsite, Arizona. Here it is.
President, are you coming in? Or?
No, I'm not coming in. This is an illegal meeting. It was never announced.
That's being posted. Are you under the statement?
There you go. And there's Jennifer Jones. She was later able to, you can see the meeting halls right in there. She was able to put her ear up there and hear them read the proclamation. So even the martial law emergency proclamation is secret. And now they've told the Arizona Republic this isn't going on. What's going to now happen that they've gotten the copy of the proclamation, Jennifer?
Well, you know, that's what we're trying to find out. The proclamation itself, we don't believe is legal, but when you're 2 hours from the Capitol and nobody wants to rush out here in any big hurry, well, you know, the question that has been a concern for us is, what is the police chief going to think he has the power to do until the real world punched the time clock this morning and, you know, we could start making...
What's wrong with making these council members and the police chief king? I mean that's a good system. I mean, they're talking about getting rid of the Constitution in our media. I think you're an extremist. Please. I think it's good they sent police to the mayor's house and ordered him there. I mean, this is freedom. And I think you're an extremist, Jennifer Jones. Now, expanding, listening to the door, what else did you hear them say about the civil emergency, a.k.a. martial law?
Well, you know, they might say extremist, I say patriot, but what I heard them say was the police chief was the only one who addressed the council.
He's our lord.
And he gave about a 20-minute dissertation referring to the video going viral that we saw my arrest, referring to statements the mayor made about how the next council meeting was going to be just as exciting, referring to myself by name, to the Republican precinct committeeman Michael Ross by name, saying that we have created a situation where danger is imminent and it's an emergency situation. We must do this. We must do this. And he said that because of the threats via email in reaction to the video, thousands of emails pouring in from your listeners and some of the other stations and some of the blog sites and such, that the tone of the emails was threatening and they had to do this to protect public safety.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, look, when they arrest a woman for speaking in 3-minute citizen communication with the mayor saying let her speak, that's freedom. And again, Jennifer, all of you people that are upset about this ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Alex. If they really want to protect public safety, they need to step down and resign immediately, because we never had these sorts of public meetings. We never even had a need for police at the meeting until they started acting beyond the scope of what the
country. And let's be clear, they don't want you up there talking about taxes they've passed that, according to you and others, aren't properly passed or legal, and they're there telling you to shut up. I mean, this is pure tyranny. Thank you so much. We'll check in with you and the mayor tomorrow as this develops. Jennifer, let me say bye to you during the break. We're going to get that mayor and you on as soon as possible. We'll be right back. How dare the mayor not like this? This is evil. This is great freedom.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I haven't gotten into the huge economic news. No sooner have they gotten the second banker robbery known as a bailout in Greece. Hundreds of billions of the bankers again on derivatives they created. We bail them out and then pay interest to them on the money we give them. Can't make that up. Good business if you can get it, if America and the rest of the world's busy watching Dancing with the Stars and the World Cup. That's all coming up. Gold, silver exploding in prices. Also, there is now no doubt. The governor's councils, the rural councils, Obama launching the Libyan war and saying, I don't need congressional approval. Carbon taxes without congressional rules against our industries. Now they're announcing he's going to have executive orders for a no-gun-buy list, just like no-fly list, what his former chief of staff called for years ago. We played that video here. We have special reports up that have just gone live at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on this subject, Obama establishing a dictatorship. Now, he may leave. The point is, Ron Paul, Congressman Nadler, a big Democrat, they've all called this tyranny, the last nail in the coffin. Obama's becoming an emperor. That's what it is. Now, he may leave office, but the precedent is set for this power grab. So it's here. It's happening. And it's incredible. So we're going to be discussing that coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. Somebody who's written about this for the last 6 years, he saw it happening under Bush. People said, oh, Dr. Corsi, the martial law didn't come. The point is, it's that slow creep. It's like the Roman Republic towards absolute tyranny. But now it's not a creep. It's a gallop. And even the Pentagon told Obama, you've got to go to Congress for a new war. Even the Pentagon, the president's never ignored those lawyers. And there's the headline, Emperor Obama to use war powers against the Congress. Now, he even threatened over the weekend 14th Amendment and said what we used against the South in Reconstruction when members of the South in Congress wouldn't go for the incredible war reparations on the South, President Ulysses S. Grant just ignored it. So now the president controls the purse strings, the president controls the wars, the kill switch, the governor's councils, all of it. In fact, I want to get Dr. Corsi to talk about that first because I know he's a political scientist, worked in banking, and he's been worried about this for many years, wrote the late, great USA on the subject. Then we'll get into the big new Obama developments with Dr. Jerome Corsi. But do you concur with my analysis, Ron Paul's, even the portly Nadler, big Democrat, that this is really dangerous, what's happening?
I think it couldn't be more dangerous. This is a power grab at the dictatorship of the presidency, unlike anything that's ever happened in our history. You know, I'm sure you go back to parallels in, you know, the Civil War with Abraham Lincoln suspending, various rights.
Doctor, speak up for me. Start over, Dr. Corsi, and then start over.
I think there's a tremendous power grab, Alex. I think it's one that's unprecedented in American history. And what we should all fear is, like you say, once the power is in the presidency, it's never going to be reversed. It'll be now, you know, George W. Bush had executive orders that extended emergency powers. Now Barack Obama is extending presidential powers that would normally be emergency powers in situations that are not emergency. But the crisis is going to continue to develop. I mean, we're now on the edge of Europe saying that Greece can actually default on some of its debt. And if Greece starts to default on its debt, the next strategy that's going to be put into place is the United States defaulting on some of our debt. So we're entering into a Great Depression that I think will make the previous Great Depression of the 30s look mild.
And by the way, you predicted this a decade ago in one of your best-selling books. You've written so many on the subject.
America for Sale was really about this whole situation developing. And in fact, I was saying it was inevitable that we were, the globalists were creating this situation on purpose in order to push us into a one-world government. The solution of all this is going to be to destroy the dollar like George Soros has wanted to do for decades. It's going to be put the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank in control of the world economic situation. And I continue to say, people got to read America for Sale because my point there is that this is not a recession or a depression. This is what globalism looks like. The jobs are gone. Structural unemployment in the United States, where cheap labor is exploited, if not in China, then in Indonesia or whatever part of the world it can be found in, that's going to be the future for the foreseeable future of the world economy. And the American middle class in the process is going to die out, was intended to die out.
Absolutely. The middle class, the historic enemy of oligarchs and crony capitalists. I want to get back into that if we have time, but you join us today because there's been a lot of big developments on the whole hunt for the real birth certificate.
Correct.
They originally, of course, said that a receipt was the original, that no bank vault copy existed. Then magically the new one came out that looked like it had been done by a three-year-old. Where do we stand now?
Well, the evidence is increasing. In fact, I'm writing a series of stories this week and next week to show that the Obama birth certificate was forged using the Nordic birth certificate and a couple of others that we now have as templates. I'm going to be able to show the cut-and-paste job, how the transformation of the information occurred, lifting the information off existing birth certificates, modifying it, cutting and pasting it to put into the Obama birth certificate. And the forgery is now obvious. We've had experts in the Adobe software. Mara Zabest has weighed in. She supported Doug Boyd's analysis. He is a typesetter who's owned a scanning company since the 1990s. The document the White House presented was not a scan of an original document, and I still doubt that there is any original birth certificate of this nature in the Hawaii vault. I don't think it exists. I think the PDF electronic file the White House released was the birth certificate. That's the file that was used to create the forgery, and from that file, the copies, the Xerox copies that were handed out at the White House, including the one that supposedly had the seal on it, were printed from that PDF file. They were not Xeroxed or copied or scanned out of an original in the Hawaii vault. I don't think it exists. And if it does, I challenge the Hawaii Department of Health to release the best evidence of the document itself, and submit it to independent forensic examination. That's never going to happen, because the document itself doesn't exist.
Dr. Corsi, we haven't talked in about a month. Where is the lawsuit for $285 million against Esquire going? And for those that don't know, recap what Esquire did.
Well, Esquire, once my book was published, Where's the Birth Certificate? Esquire, within the first hours, came on out. They said, in an article that did not identify itself as any kind of a spoof or satire, that Joseph Ferrer, the publisher of World Net Daily, had decided to pull the book because now that the birth certificate had been released, there was no need for the book, and that it was being reduced to pulp, taken off the shelves, and it just wasn't true. The book was not pulled. In fact, it became a New York Times bestseller. It looks like we'll sell, and we're headed towards 100,000 copies being sold. The book has sold very strongly since it was in print. And,
but undoubtedly, when they did that and they offered for you to refund the money at retail, that would bankrupt you guys. You know, you sell the book for like $8 to a publisher or to Amazon or to Barnes & Noble. They sell it for $24.95. So they were also putting out a business announcement to basically create the perception that there was a run on the book, a reverse run to dump the book, and undoubtedly this had to have hurt sales.
Well, it did hurt sales, and in fact, I was on many radio interviews where the radio announcers believed that the Esquire was true. The interview started out by saying, you know, what happened, that Joseph Ferrer pulled your book? I said, no, it didn't happen at all that way. That was completely an Esquire lie. And I think it was what the White House had wanted to happen. This was their plan. I think, quite frankly, Alex, is that they thought that if, in fact, the White House did the stunt of releasing a birth certificate, I'm quite sure my book forced the White House's hand and caused them to release this forgery. The book would be pulled. I think that, and if the book had been published perhaps by a major New York house, maybe the New York house would have pulled the book. They might have been right. They might have, their stunt might have worked at the White House. But World Net Daily, we've held, we continue to report this story. The birth certificate is an obvious forgery. 100%, I'm 100% certain it's a forgery. And now I'm naming the documents that it was forged from, and we will be now naming the various people involved in the forgery, about to expose the entire network of what's called the OBOT, the Obama radical supporters who have been plaguing the websites, their own websites and all others, trying to cause disruption, harass anybody as a birther who dares to question Obama.
Yeah, if this wasn't true, they wouldn't have been acting so suspicious for 3 years, and Obama spending $2.2 million to block the release of the long form they said didn't exist.
Precisely. If this document existed, why wasn't it released 3 years ago? Why didn't the American people see this right away? And the evidence is increasing that Obama was not born in Kenya. I published the Kenyan documents for the Kenyan government, where the Kenyan government told the Bush administration that they believe in Kenya that the Obama birth certificate was criminally removed from the records, criminally destroyed.
And by the the way, it shows the Bush administration was so into this that they were quietly looking into it.
Correct.
And you would think that that would now be big news, but they use the hoax of announcing that your book had been pulled to just try to close the door on the whole subject and then magically bookend it with the bin Laden popping out of the Cracker Jack box.
It's one of the biggest cover-ups in American history.
It is. Stay there. Let's talk more about it on the other side with Dr. Jerome Corsi. We'll also talk about Donald Trump.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Dr. Corsi is going to be with us for this short segment, about 10 minutes into the next segment. He'll be gone at 40 after. Then I'm getting into all the economic news that is off the charts important. I do want to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and invite radio listeners to go to InfoWars.com It is a detailed report that I worked on last night and this morning right through into the show with Paul Joseph Watson titled Obama is Establishing an Executive Dictatorship with the Total Proof. War on Libya, gun control, debt ceiling, carbon taxes, Obamacare, Obama's Rural Council, Obama's Council of State Governors, Internet Kill Switch, and more. This is a super red alert. We're going to do a Google bomb right now. I haven't done this in over a month. They've set up algorithms where a lot of key terms are hard to search now. If we do something archaic, it'll go to number one every time. If we use something big, that's common sense for them to put, and they admit they've done this, into their system, they'll try to block us. Let's search the term Obama dictatorship. Two words into Google search engine. Let's hammer them. Obama dictatorship over and over and over again. Obama dictatorship. Obama dictatorship. Search as a secondary search term, Obama establishing. So two search terms. Obama dictatorship's one, put that in by itself, and then Obama establishing. And we'll see if they're blocking his name as well, because anything we do goes number one. But now, if not, I'm going to come up with an archaic term tomorrow, something that isn't in their lexicon. Because we've been testing this now. We were always 100% successful. Now, if it's a common term, they're blocking it. Now, this is a short segment, a little bit more time coming up with Dr. Corsi. Dr. Corsi, you dropped bombshells on me during the break. I said, man, they were really scared of this, that, you know, he pulled that stunt right as your book came out. And I said, do you see the whole Bin Laden thing as an opportune way to smokescreen as well? And you concurred that these were October surprises that they were saving for the election but had to pull now. Break it down, Dr. Corsi.
Well, I think the Obama administration had planned that the birth certificate issue would surface just before the election in November 2012, and they'd spring on the public with no time to analyze it, the forgery that had already been done and was being held for the right time. And also, the second October surprise I think we forced the Obama administration to use was to kill Osama bin Laden. I think they had trapped him and hunted Osama bin Laden down. They could have killed him any day they wanted. But instead of having these two big news stories at just before the November 2012 election as October surprises to propel Obama into office, my book, Where's the Birth Certificate, being published was so threatening to the White House that they had to use early these two prepared October surprises. We forced their hand. And I've been told that directly by inside information that leads directly back into the White House.
Dr. Corsi, I know you have a lot of sources inside government and the military. I know you've worked for the federal government in counterterrorism. Let's just say you've got an intelligence-type background. What is the word? Because obviously, you know, they lied about bin Laden fighting back. They supposedly threw him in the ocean. They had DNA released before anybody could release it. They admit they faked the White House Situation Room photo. That was admitted 3 days later. That was totally fake. The whole thing was a lie. What is the information you have? The information I have is that bin Laden died of kidney failure a long, long time ago.
Well, you know, again, it's going to be very hard to prove any of these things. I've been focusing 100% on the birth certificate, and I can tell you the birth certificate is a forgery. It's a fraud. That was made up, and I can tell you exactly when it was done. It was done right after Governor Abercrombie could find nothing.
Yeah, he was in the newspaper saying, I couldn't find anything.
Right. And when that word came out, and then just before February 24th, I got called by my sources in Hawaii. One of the moles that we've had within the Hawaii Department of Health went in and looked at the logbook, and suddenly the Obama fake birth certificate had been inserted into the logbook. So it's a fake document. It was created as a fake document. The whole thing is a manipulation. It's a big, big lie. The Hawaii Department of Health is still issuing long-form birth certificates to people who want to pay for them. This whole idea that there was a special permission and the Obama lawyers had to go out to Hawaii and get special dispensation to pick up the birth, that's all nonsense. Within 3 weeks before the Obama birth certificate was released, I've got copies in my files of long-form birth certificates that were sent by the Hawaii Department of Health to people who paid $10 fees to get them. The whole thing is a lie. And I'm confident now that my book, that Where's the Birth Certificate, is so threatening to the Obama administration. The information in it about the Obama lies about his past and who he is undocumented president. The lies continue. You know, I've proven that the Obama mother and father did not live together as man and wife. Now we got this immigration file coming out, and it's clear that the immigration department in where Obama was born doubted the mother and father were married or...
Absolutely, and the Kenyan government's on record saying somebody stole the records of Obama and Kenya. Stay there. A few more key questions. Donald Trump coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Got a big report up at InfoWars.com. Pistol, who's gunning down our republic with their federal goon squad, the TSA, said last November, then again this April, and then again 2 weeks ago that they were not going to grow up children under 12 anymore. And it's a total lie. And now all these new videos come out of them doing it, double searching, crying, six-year-old boys. It's all up at InfoWars.com. He's even lied to Congress and said this isn't going on. I mean, these people are crazy. In that they think we're going to just keep buying their lies. Also, is Obama establishing an executive dictatorship? That key report, I want to Google search bomb this. You put it into, go to Google, you type in Obama dictatorship, the two words separated, and then you put your cursor over it, and you hit enter. You don't have to retype it in each time. You just keep putting the cursor over it and put it in about 50 times. And we've noticed that key big terms, they are blocking. We'll see if this one blocks. If not, I'm going to do it tomorrow with an archaic term. Because I'm almost sure that's what's happening now. And if it's archaic, it'll go to number one. We've done it like 50, 60 times in a row, number one. They announced they changed their algorithm. I've been sitting here entering it in before, and you had it flash up and say, please enter the code below to make sure you're not a spam bot, which is what the government admits they do to our sites with their disinfo. And so we're just hitting them and driving this to number one, Obama dictatorship, hit them and hit them hard. Now, going back to Dr. Corsi, where is this going with Donald Trump? Because he helped bring it all to a head, got an early copy of your book, you talked to him. Some national media made fun of you and said, Dr. Corsi claims Donald Trump's talked to him. You could never talk to the great God himself, trying to again impugn, just totally ridiculous.
Well, Donald Trump called me a number of times, and he was always pumping for information. I'm convinced Donald Trump was working with Barack Obama. Look, it's all about money, Alex.
By the way, you predicted he would magically get the authorization from their man in Chicagoland, Rahm Emanuel, and magically he's getting the casinos now.
That's what it was all about. It was about that and also getting a big payday from GE. Remember, GE still owns about 48% of NBC along with Comcast. And GE, of course, sits about at Obama's right-hand side.
WNBC!
And NBC extended Trump's contract for 2 years for The Apprentice. I think that was worth $100 million to Trump. And now he's getting the casinos. So Trump came out and said, I want to see the birth certificate. And then, of course, when Obama released this fraudulent forged birth certificate on April 27th, Donald Trump said, well, that's good enough for me. And I told Donald Trump, he called me after that, and he said again, Trump repeated that he thought that the birth certificate was a forged document. Told me that twice in phone calls after April 27th, that his golf course designer, a computer expert, had called Trump and said the document's an obvious forgery. And I said to Trump, if you believe that, then get out there and demand a forensic examination of the original document in the Hawaii vault. And Trump would not do that.
Well, again, for their scripting, they had to build it to a crescendo, then have him act like he was discredited. He creeps off right as your book comes out. And then as folks start looking at that, boom, out pops the bin Laden, all scripted, admittedly all lies. We just don't know what the truth is. I mean, this is so incredibly obvious that they are scared to death of what's in your book. By the way, we have it a discounted, excellent book. You'll learn so much more in the book, and they want to defeat it. Of course, he's had other books that sell 500,000 copies. This one only 100,000. That makes it a New York Times bestseller, obviously. We need to get this book out to everybody and attack their dirty ops, their dirty tricks, the things they try to do to kill this. Get this book. Get it out to everybody you know. It's available at Infowars.com and bookstores everywhere as well. But again, Dr. Jerome R. Corsi, Ph.D., where's the birth certificate, the case that Barack Obama is not eligible to be president, all of this scripted. For right when the book came out on record, showing they're scared of it. Absolutely incredible. We've only got a few minutes left with you, Doctor. We appreciate your time. Any other little giblets or tidbits? When are you going to name the names?
Well, I'm starting to now. I'm going to say probably tomorrow on WorldNet Daily that the Nordyke Twins document was the major template used to create the forgery. I'm not going to stop on this at all until we expose the truth. That's the greatest cover-up in American history. We've now got a felony committed in the White House, forged document that Obama is himself responsible for, part of the chain of evidence, in order to stay in power. All the staged manipulation of the news to try to defeat my book, Where's the Birth Certificate, prevent it from being read, prevent Americans from knowing the truth, which is that Obama is not eligible to be president.
Well, in closing, we wish you Godspeed, and obviously as this begins to develop in the next week or so, we want to have you back up just in the next few days. Just as soon as you're ready, please have your assistant email us, and we'll schedule in just a 15-minute pop-in because I know you're busy. The final question is on another subject, but it goes to credibility. If I'm a prosecutor and I've got a convicted liar up on the stand who I believe committed the new crime, I'm going to bring up the fact that they've been caught lying over and over again. And Obama has made Richard Nixon look truthful, Bill Clinton look like a choir boy. I mean, there's no doubt this is a new level of deception and lies where it's just an ocean of lies where the truth is not there. So it's hard to even get a frame of reference. But Attorney General Eric Holder has now it's come out, and even the Associated Press of all places, but isn't getting the attention it needs. And I wanted you to briefly speak to this, that the FBI, the DEA, not just the ATF, were involved in Fast and Furious, that it was tens of thousands of firearms, not 1,800, that it has been used to kill cops and other people, and that it was going to be used, as they were already doing a year ago, before this was known, to demonize the Second Amendment, right as he now announces his new no-fly-no-buy type deal to restrict firearm ownership in America. And so you have an administration constantly engaged in perjury. What's your take on how big this is to have this going all the way to the Attorney General and his own rats now, because they've been caught lying in their own documents that Congressman Issa and others have gotten, that they're now turning on the Attorney General? I mean, this is huge.
It's huge, and it goes right to the Oval Office. This whole Fast and Furious, as well as the forging of the birth certificate, is Obama's doing. And I'm now convinced that we'll be able to disclose it probably next week that a White House unit has been responsible for the Obama. The White House has coordinated this attack against the birthers. The entire thing is misinformation that will be classically KGB, almost as if Obama's entire life and career is an intelligence operation. And the misinformation and dreams from my father is where it begins. It's filled with lies. I expose that, and where's the birth certificate?
Well, that's what all the CIA people and NSA folks I've had on, they say when you look at Obama, it's all a fake history going back decades. Clearly, and the whole family's in different intelligence agencies, that this guy is a purely manufactured creature. The question is, who does he work for?
Well, and why can't we get the documents? Why can't we get the travel records, the passport records, the school records? Obama is an undocumented worker in the White House, and that's a classic intelligence cover-up. What I pointed out is now the cover-up is continuing. They're forging birth certificate documents. They're lying about their role in the Fast and Furious. The entire Obama administration is a lie, and I don't intend to stop, Alex, until we expose fully who's responsible for creating this forged birth certificate, and the responsibility lies in the Oval Office.
Well, Dr. Corsi, in conclusion here, do you agree historically and looking at this that this makes the administration even more dangerous, that they're being opposed on their Libya war for constitutional reasons?
Yes, and Alex, we'll be able to announce that I'm working with a group of a military that are about to call for a congressional investigation. The Obama White House should be very concerned about how far they're pushing our U.S. military. And should be understanding that people whose careers have been built here on service to the United States are not going to see budget cuts and disrespect to the military and simply stand by. There's going to be military calls for an investigation of this administration, and they're coming very quickly. It's organizing right
but
now.
But more than that, his frontal assault on the Constitution, saying he doesn't need Congress for taxes. He doesn't on debt ceiling. He doesn't need them for gun control. He doesn't need Congress for new wars. I mean, this is off the charts. I've never seen anything move this fast, and I see that as a sign of desperation.
It is, and the mainstream media won't report it. The American people, I think, are fed up with the mainstream media. It shows like yours, Alex, it's the work we're doing at WorldNet Daily. This is where the real reporting is going on and where the real truth is being told. Our Constitution has never been in more danger than it is today.
All right, Dr. Corsi, where's the birth certificate available at InfoWars.com? Thank you for joining us.
Great pleasure always, Alex. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Folks, I'm telling you, we're in grave danger. I told you 3.5 months ago when they had al-Qaeda start attacking Gaddafi, that's on record now, that they would either force him to strike Europe back, and they would call that terrorism, and then use that to take our liberties, or they would stage something. And now Gaddafi is saying, I'm going to attack Europe. If you don't stop attacking me, he's played right into their hands. And he'll do something. They'll stage something. Got all these White House advisors saying a terror attack would sure help us on record. And we want a domestic attack to blame it on Glenn Beck and Alex Jones. I mean, even Glenn Beck covered that. He said he's going to be blamed for the new Oklahoma City. No. If you read all those thinly veiled threats and Media Matters and it's Glenn Beck and Alex Jones are going to cause the next attack. And then the very advisors are saying, gee, a new attack would sure help us. You got those two things. I mean, they think we're so stupid. You think it's fun to be on the White House enemies list? You think it's fun to have them trying to set us up for a new OKC. But it's because what we're doing is defending the Republic. If you let criminals run things, folks, the sky's the limit. They're not going to stop. Okay, I want to get into the economic news. Then I'm going to get into the whole martial law situation. And that's what we're creeping into. Now actually jogging into. And the good news is, but again, they play possum a lot. It's a psychological warfare tactic. The White House announced today, okay, they won't try the Civil War powers of Reconstruction against the federal Congress. Because so many scholars laughed it out with the, you know, didn't pass the laugh test, that it was just so brazen. Oh, I don't need Congress for spending now. I'm the president. Ulysses S. Grant did it. By the way, Lincoln wouldn't do that, so pew. He wanted to be friends with the South. He wanted to not have a brutal Reconstruction and a Versailles Treaty, you know, style raping. And to have Obama say, I'll just use Civil War powers on the federal Congress. What? He's like, I don't need you for war. I don't need you for taxes. I don't need you for kill switches. I don't need you for gun control. I don't need you for carbon taxes. I don't need you for governor's councils. I don't need you for rural councils. I'll do whatever I want. I mean, it's so naked. As Ron Paul said a month ago, this is the last nail in the Republic, this war stuff. Going to war without telling Congress, I don't even want your support. Congress is like, here, we'll give it to you. No! I want to set the precedent. It's like when he sat, violating Article 1, Section 9, when he sat on the rotating council as the head of the UN Security Council. That's why they had all the UN officials there. Henry Kissinger was almost crying. This was such high treason. The president serving as the head of the UN at the same time. That's in my film, Fall of the Republic. All right, I'm going to get into all of it. Getting into economic news here, it's off the charts. Obama is saying they're going to go ahead with the debt increase regardless. World stocks down, a renewed EU debt concerns. Of course, as soon as they further bankrupted Greece, now they're moving on to Italy and Portugal. It was always designed that way. And then you'll get more trillions of our money, and then it'll just keep dominoing right towards the rest of Europe, England, the United States. Geithner says hard times to continue for many. And he says some of the hardest times on Meet the Press yesterday, WNBC. Geithner tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's a very tough economy. He says that for a lot of people, it's going to, quote, feel very bad, harder than anything they've experienced in their lifetime now for a long time to come. There goes your hope and change. This is going to be the worst thing in your lifetime. Woohoo! It's a recovery! Woohoo! They always say, give us more, we'll fix it. And they tell Ireland, oh, you're getting into the EU. You're showing everyone. That's why you've done so good. 1 month after they enter, they're totally imploded from inside by design. They don't even owe the money. Canada's told, you go along with globalism, that's why you're doing better than America. And then finally, they'll implode them last. Canada will be the last to fall to these, because it already fell to them. But they're going to suck and shear the sheep down to the bone. And I've got the news here. It is just absolute total bedlam. Energy bills to double in 5 years as customers already hit by 30% increase. Carbon taxes in England. Oh, yeah. Same thing just happened in California. Exclusive. EU calls emergency meeting as crisis stalks Italy. Stalks it. The bankers are stalking it. Australia to tax the nation's worst polluters. Yeah. It's all coming down. Gold set to rise as Italy falls. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. I bring you Ted Anderson, 30-plus years in gold and silver brokerage, the owner of this network, and the best place to get gold and silver. It's where I buy mine. Ladies and gentlemen, gold's up almost, 400-plus%, silver 700% the last 11 years. Ted bought it months ago when they did that technical drive down. He'll sell it to you at the old price, even though now that it's gone up. Ted Anderson, what do you make of all this news that's happening right now?
Well, first of all, unemployment figures came out. 18,000 new jobs were put in when there was supposed to be 105,000 projected. I mean, the Bank of America Corp is going down. J.P. Morgan is going down because of this debt crisis in Italy and Greece. I mean, there's just so much going on, Alex. It just makes your mind boggle. I mean, on July 11th, we're supposed to be sitting in a bear market, not a bull market, and we've seen gold hit just $1.80 less than than its market peak this spring. I mean, silver hit a high today of 3704. Gold hit a high today of 1558.20. There's just, economically, it's like the whole world is falling apart, and there's just bad policy after bad policy. I mean, President Obama's saying that we should raise the debt limit so we can shore up our economy. How do you shore up your economy by going further into debt? It absolutely makes no sense. Everything's twisted backwards, upside down, and moving in reverse. It just doesn't make sense. Alex, the only thing that makes sense is to pick up that video series that you threw in front of me, that American Dream. I mean, that thing is, it's a animation, and you can clearly see what's going on with this banking elite thing. The only thing I can say that's better than this are your videos. And so right now you can still pick up two silver dollars. I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to take advantage of this deal, because you'll need these silver dollars. For $75, you get the American Dream video, and you also get Mark Dice's book, the Big Brother book. I mean, you're saving about $45 on the books and the videos, and you're getting the silver dollars. Literally, I can't even sell the silver dollars at this price anymore. That's the offer that.
And they're starting to move to try to crack down on gold and silver. Now's the time to get into it. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to briefly finish up on the other side, but I want folks to take advantage of these deals. 800-686-2237. And Ted has got a deal where you can get the American Dream DVD on the Banksters animated special, along with Mark Dice's book. You buy the two silver dollars at cost, and he throws in the book and the DVD on top of it. That is, what, a $40 discount? So, again, it's available, 800-686-2237. We'll be right back with Ted Anderson.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
was a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
There'll be a golden ladder.
There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
For all the criminals. All right, going back to Ted Anderson, we do have a video Skype interview for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, listeners. You'll get to hear Stefan Molyneux joining us, who cover a host of issues with him. And open the phones up in the last 30 minutes with him. Obama is establishing an executive dictatorship. I'm coming to that in just a moment. And those aren't just words. This is really happening by not even stealth anymore. They're just doing it out in the open. And it's extremely, extremely dangerous. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, and we've got links to it up on Infowars.com. Geithner, quote, for a lot of people, it's going to feel very hard, harder than anything you've experienced in their lifetime now, for a long time now. So the banksters have gotten their tens of trillions. They've now bankrupted Greece, Ireland. They're now moving into the continent. They'll hold the next group of nations hostage, saying, give us trillions more, or the whole thing will implode. They give them trillions more, the next group is imploded. It's in the IMF World Bank documents. It's always been the plan. I've been covering this, specifically what they would do for 12 years. I mean, it's all a program. It's all a blueprint. It's globalism, as Dr. Corsi said earlier in the hour. And he's an economist. Ted?
Yeah, it sure is globalism. I mean, we're putting this country into debt, perpetual debt, like the forefathers of this nation had talked and described as they were setting up the Constitution of the United States of America. Why do you think they called for silver and gold to be money? And why do you think they wanted to stay away from a central bank? Well, now the central bank is becoming a world bank, and they want us to pay world taxes. And, you know, it is. It's become a globalist system. They want to control everything, and the people are going to be ending up being serfs. We're going to be working for taxes, and that's it. There's just going to be nothing left. We're all going to be standing in soup lines if we keep going this direction, and it doesn't have to go this direction. It's all about this printing press that's going on in Washington, D.C., and a whole bunch of our elected officials becoming dependent upon it.
And every time they implode another country, gold and silver goes up. Even in a dead time for gold and silver, like the middle of the summer, this is happening. When folks call for the specials, tell them it's a radio special, they got a whole list of things that are super discounted. Because Ted already has very competitive prices on his regular deals, but with the radio specials, he buys it when it's low, sells it when it's high at the old price. They got a whole list of silver dollars, half dollars, gold coins, European, U.S. They got it all. 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones radio special. But Ted, I wanted to, at the end of this hour, show viewers and for radio listeners, go to the Mail Online, the Daily Mail. Peter Mandelson parties with his super rich chums again. He's the Bilderberg minion that basically runs England. The prime minister's his creature. And the security guards definitely don't want you to see him. It was for Nathan Rothschild's birthday party. They had multi-hundred million dollar yachts, their own private island, supermodels out there with them. And meanwhile, Nathan Rothschild runs the big carbon exchange with Al Gore, openly saying with his cousin David Rothschild and Prince Philip and Prince Charles on record, you shouldn't be able to take a hot bath and shouldn't be able to have a car for the earth, and you should pay them carbon credits so they can do this. I mean, this is a sick joke.
It is. It's bringing back serfdom is what it is. I mean, the regular people, the common people, are going to end up with nothing. We're going to end up paying taxes for this carbon thing. And it's just way out of hand, Alex. I mean, people need to wake up.
They wrote in the 60s with the Club of Rome that it was a joke, and they had to cook up something to tax a basic part of the life cycle. And then meanwhile, they're just laughing at us and have all these idiot Hollywood people running around promoting it. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with some key news, and Stefan Molyneux is joining us. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.